The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome along. You're listening to the Midweek Punt Podcast with Dave Callan here in the studio alongside Lee Phelps to look ahead to the international friendlies this midweek, and we're joined by David Donaldson as well, who's going to look at Scotland versus England. First of all, it's a good morning to Mr. Phelps. How are you doing, Lee?
Well, welcome back from your 40th. Yeah. Big celebration for DK over the weekend. 40, big
4-0. 30th, David.
Oh, 30th. Yep. We're just talking off air about this game and saying about Roy Hodgson's comments that beware of an ambush. I'm expecting all the Scotland players will have the full Braveheart face paint on. Is that right? Is that allowed, Davey?
I would think that would be the case. It's not every day that we get to play England, the old enemy. And after the back of Friday night's result, I think it'll be very much up and at them from the Scotland camp. And they certainly won, despite the changes they certainly won, they certainly definitely do not want to lose.
As far as the betting is concerned, Scotland 13-5, the draw 11-5, England in the betting at 5-4. Two headline offers, Chris Martin to score and Scotland to win is 6-1, Wayne Rooney to score and England to win in the betting at 5-2. This match, David, being billed as the return leg, you'll remember well England defeating the Scots 3-2 at Wembley back in August 2013. That was the first meeting between the two sides since 1999. So this is a chance for Scotland to gain a little bit of revenge.
I think it is, but I think it's a very different Scotland side that England will come up against this time around. I think at that time Scotland were really starting to come together as a country and a team and starting to really play for each other, and that was definitely demonstrated at Wembley that day by the performance that Scotland put on. But I think since then Scotland have definitely gelled as a team further. I'm not sure you can say the same about England in that respect. Some of the performances of England have been not great, and certainly the team spirit isn't quite the same as what Scotland have. And I think that Scotland are a different side, and England will find that tomorrow night. And I think really going to be up against it, England, to get a result.
England still favourites to win the match at 5-4. Must be a lot of confidence with the Scots at the moment, Davey, given that that. Such a strong start to that Euro 2016 qualifying campaign. They've got 7 points from 4 matches, playing brilliantly well, and it must feel like a realistic opportunity to make their first major tournament since 1998.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, it's been a long time since Scotland have qualified for a major tournament. As you say, the World Cup finals in France in 1998 was the last time that Scotland graced the world stage, and it's they're hopeful that they can do that again. Obviously, it's a tough group that they've got with Poland and Germany, Republic of Ireland all in it, and it's going to be very, very much down to the wire in that one. But as for this game, I think that Scotland will want to keep the momentum going. They certainly won't want to lose the game. Okay, there will be a few changes, that's undoubted, but I think that the odds that are on the table certainly don't reflect the margin between the two teams, So I think I fancy Scotland to win this one. I have to say, I think Scotland will really take it to England, despite the changes that both sides will make. Friendly, I don't think it's going to be very friendly at all. And I fancy Scotland just to probably nick this one. I'm going to go for 2-1. 2-1 Scotland to edge this one. I think England will score. They've got a lot of firepower, England. I can see England scoring, but I can see Scotland just edging it.
12-1 for Scotland to win the game 2-1. Davey referenced some changes there. Stephen Fletcher likely to sit out for Scotland, and Lewis McLeod, the Rangers player, likely to come in. He could make his debut for Scotland on Tuesday night. England, though, without Joe Hart, who's going to be rested.
Fraser Forster won't be daunted there, will he? He's playing on the ground where he played for Celtic, obviously, for 4 seasons. So I don't see that being much of a major issue, losing Joe Hart. Good keeper, of course, Forster.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Saido Berahino, Luke Shaw, Ross Barkley, all likely to feature. So there's going to be changes on both sides of the... both for Scotland and England in this game.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested to see how Scotland approaches. I think with the passion and with the crowd, you can see Scotland kind of going for it, rather than, you know, if this was at Wembley, you'd imagine maybe Scotland would sit in a little bit and, you know, and wait and see what England did. I think it might be the other way around. I think England might be the ones who allow Scotland to have a bit of possession and try and hit them on the break. They didn't seem too adept at making the game against Slovenia, England. When they had to do it, they went and put the pedal, foot down on the pedal, and they scored the goals. But they had to concede before they really looked like getting going. I think the atmosphere of this, you know, we've seen in the past Roy Hodgson teams, it's like his favourite setup is to have a team coming onto him where he can set up some solid lines and then hit them on the break. I'm, you know, probably predictably enough, I'm gonna oppose Davey. I'm not going to, I mean, I think 5-4 for England is way too short, to be honest with you. I mean, it's, you know, they're away from home, a buoyant Scottish team who, I mean, the crowd's going to be magnificent. Davey's going, he's going to be, you know, one of the thousands and thousands who are really looking forward to this. I'm going to go for the England win and both teams to score in the game at 18-5. I just think they'll pick Scotland off. And, you know, when they got going against Slovenia, the football was really nice, actually. You know, I wouldn't be surprised, as Davey alluded to, we haven't got card markets at the minute, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if there were, you know, if we had cards. Six cards in the Republic game. I think we were looking at over six when we did the preview, so we just missed out on that. But, I mean, there were some choice tackles flying, especially near the end. There were some brilliant tackles, right? I say tackles in the loosest sense of the word. Couple of them were fantastic. The one at the end where who was it? He did like a somersault and landed on his backside. It was, I mean, you know, very unusual for international football. And I see this going the same sort of way. Berahino, I mean, you know, he's starting. We know he's in great form. He scored 10 in 10 for the under-21s in their qualifying campaign for the Czech Republic Championships. So, you know, I think at 13-8, it's a decent price for a man who's in good form at the minute. You could also, you know, I'd also be happy to, you know, go with him to score in an England win. That's priced about 11-4. Saido Berahino to score an England win. You know, he's scoring against Premier League opposition, you know, defenders. I don't see anything too much in the Scottish lineup that's any different to that or any better than that, if you like. So, yeah, Berahino to score would be a shout for me.
The one I like as well for Scotland is Chris Martin. I mean, he's certain to start for Scotland, there's no doubt about it.
He had a really good game, didn't he?
Well, he will start, there's no doubt about it. And Gordon Strachan, I know, rates him highly. He even said that he is the best striker in the English Championship, which is a pretty bold statement because there are some good players in there. And I think the offer you've got here, Chris Martin to score and Scotland to win at 6-1, is a very, very attractive offer there, because I think he will start.
He had a really good chance to score, didn't he, in the game against Republic, where he looks every inch the Premier League striker at the moment, to be honest with you. He looks like he could make that transition, doesn't he, into the Premier League. I'm not saying he'd be a 30 season man, but, you know, he looks like someone who could make the transition, whether he does it with Derby or another team, I don't know. But I mean, you mentioned that game before, DK, as well, 3-2 at Wembley. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I think it's going to be more like a club match than it will be like an international match, the way the Republic game was. We thought there'd be more goals in the Republic match. I think there will be here. I mean, you know, you only have to look at, you know, the likes of Peter Shilton talking about the worries he has over the defence that England are showing. You know, that they only conceded one goal against Slovenia, and it was an own goal, but they were put under quite a lot of pressure against Slovenia. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see something similar to what we saw at Wembley. You know, four or five goals in this wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you say that, you say, I see what you're saying about the goals, and of course the game last time, the goals, but I mean, Scotland, this is the first time they've got four clean sheets in a row at home. So certainly the back door has been firmly closed, and okay, there will be a few changes undoubtedly. I think Craig Gordon will come in to replace David Marshall, but I mean, it's pretty much like for like, you know, both good goalkeepers, and I'm not so sure that there will be that many goals, but that's why I think 2-1's a more realistic option. But as you say, obviously you fancy it to be more than that, and I'm just not so sure Scotland will concede that many goals,
you know? I mean the counter argument to that as well, you know, to go along with you, Davey, is that England themselves, you know, they had they barely conceded a goal, I think, in the last six games they've conceded one goal. That was the final game of the World Cup, and obviously the one against Slovenia is the only goal they've conceded since losing to Uruguay. But I mean, I think over 2.5 goals at 23-20.
You like that?
I do like that a lot. I think, and this is a massive cliche, but I think the kind of form will go out the window a little bit. I think it will be such a passionate atmosphere. I think a lot of these players won't have played in this kind of game before. I think there's not that many rivalries in club football that will rival this kind of atmosphere.
No.
And although it's only a friendly, You know, it's not, is it? There's a lot at stake here. There's an awful lot at stake. This is more important, I think, personally, than any of the qualifiers that England will have between now and the European Championships.
I think on that side, because England have been, like you mentioned, David, not impressive at all so far in their qualifying campaign, but no. They've still won all four games.
They've done the job. I mean, that's the bottom line. England have done what they needed to do. The difference, I think, when they come up against Scotland will be all out for a win. Scotland are a side that are very much together, that really want this win, and are due England a win as well. You know, it's been a long time since Scotland have beaten England. This is possibly the best chance that they've had for some time. And they certainly will not want to leave without the win. But as you say, England have a knack of just sort of grinding out that result. That's why I think it'll be quite close.
Just before you leave us then, David, do you think Scotland are going to qualify for 2016?
I think they will have a chance of qualifying, whether it's automatic or whether it's through a playoff. I'm not so sure, but I think that Scotland will certainly be in with a chance. I certainly think they'll be thereabouts. I think the problem is in the group is that you've got four teams realistically vying for two places, so yeah. It becomes very, very difficult. And Germany, you would have to fancy, would pick up and improve and you know, start to sort of become one of the teams that are automatic, and then everyone else is playing for that second spot. But I think the Scotland are more than capable of doing it, and this is undoubtedly the best squad of players that we've had for a number of years. You know, not just the first 11, but the strength and depth below that as well. You know, one player previously got injured, another player maybe not as good came in. I think this time when a player gets injured, it's like for like, you know, and we've not had that for a long time. So this is our best opportunity, and I firmly believe that we will do it.
Superb. And your best bet for this game, Davey?
Best bet for this game, I think I'm going to go for Chris Martin to score. I think he'll start, and I'm going to go for him anytime, 23-10.
Superb. Thank you for your company, Davey. Good stuff as usual, and hopefully it'll be a battle royal on Tuesday night, because that's what everyone wants to see, a lively, entertaining match.
We certainly want to see that. We don't want a 0-0, and I don't think it'll be that.
No, I don't think it'll be a drab game, will it?
No.
To be fair. Yeah, I think it'll be tasty.
Okay.
Cheers, Davey.
Thank you, Davey.
Cheers, bye.
I'm going for over 2.5 as my bet of the
best
bet in the game. I like Berahino to score, I like Chris Martin to score, I like England to win and both teams to score, but just for safety, because I'm not like massively confident on England, to be honest with you. Just the over 2.5 at odds against, good enough for me.
Davey's been on fire as well. Some of the bets that he put up in the Scottish Premier League.
50 to 1. He basically previews the Scottish action every weekend on In Play Radio, and 50. He emailed me. I didn't, to be honest with you, I edited it and put it out and I listened to it, but I didn't really take much notice of it, if I'm being entirely honest, because we were busy on a Friday afternoon.
Yep.
And he emailed me saying, oh, did you get on that, Acker? And I was like, no, what did it land? And he went, 50-1. Damn you.
Yeah, so he's been an absolute fire. So do have a look at his best bets for Scotland versus England. Myself and Lee going to have a look at Republic of Ireland now versus USA, which is also on Tuesday night. This is 7:45 p.m. kickoff. The Republic at 7-5. The draw 2-1, and the States in the betting at 11-5. The headline offers here: Shane Long to score and the Republic to win is 9-2. Jose Altidore to score and the USA to win in the betting at 5-1. As far as team news is concerned here, Ireland without their record goal scorer Robbie Keane. He's been released to play for the LA Galaxy in the Major League Soccer playoffs. Darren Gibson's also missing for the Republic. But the USA, of course, with the MLS playoffs ongoing, they've got absences as well. Mm-hmm. Lee Nguyen is out. Jermaine Jones, DeAndre Yedlin, and DeMarcus Beasley all absent. So makeshift side for the States in this one, Lee.
Yeah, they played Colombia at Craven Cottage on Friday, lost 2-1. Jose Altidore scored, which is good for him. It's the only time he ever gets a game, I think, or ever gets a goal. Obviously at Sunderland, 25 goals in 75 caps, Jose Altidore, so it's not a shabby record. He's their captain, of course, as well. I mean, look, you know, without Robbie Keane, I think, you know, they are a little bit toothless, the Republic. You know, we saw that against Scotland where they couldn't muster a goal. Obviously went to Germany and scored one. I think at home, and it being a friendly, that they'll look to gain a bit more confidence, I think, because you get the feeling now Scotland have taken, you know, Scotland have got are in pole position to qualify from that group over the Republic.
Yeah.
But it is a friendly at the end of the day, isn't it? I mean, you know, the prices are...
I think this is a difficult spot for the Republic of Ireland coming into this on the back of that 1-0 loss against Scotland, feeling deflated. It's only a friendly; they don't have the opportunity.
Yeah, what do you want to get up
to
for?
Get points quickly? I'm against the Republic here.
Are you against them? I was looking at the draw against them.
Yeah, I know the States have. They've suffered a bit of mental letdown, I think, following that World Cup campaign, because you remember in the World Cup they were great. They were fantastic, weren't they? In terms of just their endeavour without real true quality was a joy to watch at times. So
yeah, it was
looking
good
for the States to get back on the horse.
They're not done bad. I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, they were probably the most impressive team. They had loads of fans there. It was a real watershed moment for the USA. Since then, they've had four friendlies. They've lost to the Czech Republic. They've drawn with Ecuador, drawn with Honduras. You know, neither of those game results are particularly fantastic. And then the game against Colombia. I mean, it's almost ludicrous to suggest what I'm about to suggest, but Jozy Altidore to score at 23-10 is a decent price. You know, because, you know, he scored in the game against Honduras. He scored in the game against Colombia. You know, he's a different player when he's playing for the States. He is their captain. You know, I think people must watch his performances for the States to think, yeah, good player, we'll have him. You know, just obviously doesn't do it well enough in the Premier League. I think it'll be a low scoring draw. I don't see an awful lot in this game. You've always got to remember with Ireland, and it's a bit of a cliche, but with Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane at the helm, they're always going to be up for it, aren't they? You know, and I think it will be a similar kind of game to the Scotland one, but just without the passion involved in it. You know, I think because USA play in quite a British style, if you like, of any of the, if you're trying to say what style they play in. You know, and they're organised, they're a good side, you know, that organisation they've got. So, I mean, you know, I'm not a big correct score player, but 1-1 would be the call for me. I'm happy just to back the draw.
Yeah.
Jozy Altidore to score, as I say, 23-10. So there's a few bets there, but it's a difficult one. Again, without seeing team news and without knowing whether they're quite at it, there's probably better games on the console to look at other than that one. Portugal-Argentina for a start.
Yeah, some belting international friendlies on
France-Sweden.
Yeah, there's some great games.
France-Sweden's great, isn't it? You know, Ibrahimovic you know, playing in France and all the rest of it. So there's some brilliant games on the night. You know, not that this one isn't, but I think, like you say, there are too many imponderables for me for this game to be really confident.
Like you mentioned, does Martin O'Neill, is he straight at them and saying they need to respond quickly to that loss against Scotland, or is it impossible for those players to be motivated by a friendly at this stage in the qualification campaign, and they are imponderables, and we'll find out on Tuesday night. The Republic 7-5 looks short. The draw 2-1. The USA in the betting at 11-5. Just to recap those headline offers: Shane Long to score and the Republic to win at 9-2. Jozy Altidore to score and the USA to win in the betting at 5-1. I understand what you're saying about the old enemy and England playing Scotland.
Yeah,
I'm not that motivated, particularly impassioned by that match. It's not. I think it means more to the Scots than the English.
Oh, you're so patronising.
I really do.
So patronising.
Do you not think that way?
Yeah, I get that. I think it does. I think it does, because you've got, again, this is going to sound patronising, but I'm trying to, you know, just not going to get political about it, but, you know, the independence thing.
Yes.
You know, that's still bubbling away in Scotland.
Definitely.
Look at the polls for the SNP at the minute. You know, they are ready to, you know, even the people who voted against independence, I think, have been moved to say, yeah, all right, we haven't got independence, we didn't want independence, but we want to have a different voice. And I think there'll be quite a lot of that still. So what happens, it's the same as if, you know, when Leeds Rhinos, say for instance, in our part of the world, play Wakefield or play Castleford, Leeds are the big boys, aren't they, in inverted commas?
Yeah.
So they're not as up for it as the little boys, if you like, the surrounding towns.
It's big brother, little brother, isn't it?
That's a similar thing, I guess. Scotland are more keen to put one over on England than England are, but the England players will get dragged into that, I think. You know, you think about some of these young players. Imagine playing that game. I mean, you won't be able to avoid. You'll get there and you'll think, yeah, we're not bothered. And, you know, you go out on the pitch and think, wow, you know, this is pretty tasty. They won't be able to step down from a challenge. And those Scottish players will be getting stuck in. I wish we had some card markets, so we haven't got them at the minute.
No,
I'd love to see what
they will be
like.
On there, won't they?
I'd love to see what. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see it red. I know you don't get that much at international level. I mean, even if it, I mean, some of the challenges in the Republic game were clumsy and were tasty as well. I wouldn't be surprised.
That was a qualification game. I know that you're saying this isn't quite like a friendly. I'm not sure how it will pan out, but I'm looking forward to it anyway.
Yeah,
Scotland 13-5, the draw 11-5, England 5-4. As Lee mentioned, all those international friendlies online now, the majority of which are on Tuesday night. And we will, of course, cover it live and in play on William Hill's In Play Radio on Tuesday as well. Nick, Simon, Gav covering all the football. Pete and Mark also in, so full team for you on Tuesday night as well. So make sure you have a look at these games in play. And we'll be back, Lee, for the weekend pump podcast with
Can't
the Premier
wait.
League back.
Can't wait.
Looking forward to that.
We're not going to mention naps.
thank you for your company on the Midweek Pump podcast.
Welcome.
I'm talking to the listener, not you. And myself and Lee will be back at the weekend alongside a guest for this weekend's Pump podcast covering the Premier League football. Looking forward to having that back as well. Good luck with your bets on the international friendlies, and we'll speak again soon.
Happy 40th.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.